Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's coming to us live from New York City. And thank you to you specifically, wherever you are, wherever you're listening. Just thank you for being locked into the show. This is a four-hour show. Not one, not two, not three. Four hours, okay? I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 158, and if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio for all my folks who are technologically up to snuff. We've had a busy show. We've talked March Madness. We talk college basketball for the men and women's side, and we talk football, all the news over the weekend between the Steelers, the Eagles, and the Bears. Oh, my. Hey, we learned this afternoon that Josh Dobbs, backup quarterback now for the 49ers. He's going to be playing behind Brock Purdy. We also got some word that Chase Young is going down to New Orleans. Chase Young is going to be chasing quarterbacks in the NFC South for the Saints, reportedly getting paid $13 million to chase people around, and hopefully he's healthy. Hopefully his knee and everything is all good, and the further he gets away from all of the ACL, the ACL surgery, the better off, I assume, he will be. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you can call safely, go ahead and do it. If you're on social media, if you can do that safely, go ahead and do it. I'm on X, IG, Twitter, all of this stuff, whatever they call it. I am at JR Sport Brief, at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. We've had a busy show so far. Thank you so much to Ken Pomeroy. Ken Pomeroy of KenPom.com keeps us up to date with all of the most accurate and the best ratings and rankings when it comes down to college basketball. Maybe the NCAA will eventually utilize his rating system to figure out who goes into the tournament. Okay? Thank you, Ken, for joining us. Also, we had a great conversation with Mike DeFabo, who covers the Steelers for The Athletic. We were able to break down their acquisition of Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, talk about the financial implications, and so much more. As we continue on with the show, right before we went to break, we heard from Kenny Pickett discussing why he decided to leave the Steelers, request a trade, and his enthusiasm to be back in Philadelphia. We're going to talk about some of these other quarterbacks in the NFL. I want to give you some examples because you don't got a long leash right now. If you don't work out in the league, they just move on. They want to have success. They want to know who and what you're going to be before your rookie contract expires. And if that's not the case, they want to move on. Shout outs to Maya. Yeah, Maya was ready to move on in, 1997. But anyway, we're going to talk about some of those quarterback examples, new places and new faces, or new faces and new places. We're going to talk about new podcasts. Lamar Odom has a podcast with a surprise co-host. I can't wait to share that with you. And then we had something amazing happen this day in sports history. It was a return. I'll tell you about it at the end of the show. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get back to here for a minute. We did have Ken Pomeroy join us to discuss the ratings and the rankings and March Madness. We already have the first four games starting tomorrow in both the men and women's side. Tomorrow we got Wagner versus Howard on the men's. We also have Colorado State versus Virginia. You take a look on the women's side of things. We got to wait a couple of days before they go ahead and get started. Their first four is Wednesday and Thursday. Now, on the men's side, we had a bunch of teams that did not make it in. And thank God Rick Pitino didn't make it in, because we could listen to him complain and get angry. We had some Big East teams that were left out. Not just St. John's and angry Rick Pitino. Seton Hall didn't make it. Providence didn't make it. We know that UConn did make it, most certainly. They're the number one overall seed. And Dan Hurley could not understand why in the hell that these teams in the Big East, these other teams, didn't make it. Listen to Coach Dan.
You're probably just a little embarrassed for the league, for such a proud league. And the whole thing is just kind of a shell game. And it just really comes down to what the committee values. To me, I don't understand how a Providence team could beat, you know, Wisconsin in the non-conference. Creighton, Marquette, and have those quality of wins and then not get in. How does Seton Hall do what they did in the second-rated conference in the country, win 13 games and not get in? How is St. John's so far off of the cut line, too?
Well, let's hear from both of those coaches, who are angry, by the way. Let's take a listen to Kim English, the head coach of the Providence Friars, basically tell you, you know what? All these stupid analytics that they have? Let's just say he used another word that's not stupid. Listen.
Yeah, I think the analytics are right?
Yeah.
I think you could schedule bad teams in your non-league and beat the snot out of them and beat them by 50 and 60. And I think coaching for so long, it's been a gentleman agreement. I mean, you have a large lead at the end of the game. You know, for health reasons, you take guys out. To get some other guys opportunities to play, you take guys out. But right now, it might be a change in college basketball, where beating teams by four, scheduling to beat teams by 40 and 50 might be a thing to do.
Okay, he's not happy. Let's hear another unhappy guy. I don't know when he's ever happy. His name is Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino, he says this net rating that the NCAA uses to help analyze teams and who goes in and who doesn't, he says it's stupid.
With 32 in the net. Well, first of all, I think we all should probably never mention that word again, because I think it's fraudulent. You know, my son was 25 in the net, and he was saying he wasn't in with 25 wins. So I think the net's something that shouldn't even be mentioned anymore.
Hey, Hickey, why don't we make a call to the NCAA and just have KenPom be the official rating system? Why don't we just do that instead?
I'm here for it. It would cause a lot less controversy, and sounds like the 68 teams would be more accurately picked than what we've got right now with this human format.
Ah. Or unless they just widen the field and just let 96 teams in. Then we get bums in it, and there's no complaints, right?
That's true. Can't complain if everyone's in.
Can't complain if everybody is in. I'm ready for March Madness. I'm here for it. But I made this point earlier in the show, and I'm going to make it again. Just win games. That's it. Just go out there and win games. Win the conference tournament. That's it. I mean, if that is your quote-unquote last line of defense, then win. In the case of St. John's, I don't care how hot they were at the end of the season before they lost. Just go out there and win games. Like, that's why you play them, so you don't have to wait on a 12-person selection committee to decide who goes in. There are 32 teams that get automatic bids. Those are the teams that have won their conference championships. Win your conference, win games throughout the course of the year, and you go in. Don't leave it to human element. Don't leave it to a human element. And so we do have the number one overall seeds, UConn, Houston, Purdue, North Carolina. They are on their way in. And when we spoke to Ken Pomeroy, I asked, I said, hey, what the hell is going on with UConn? Like, they're number one overall. Are they going to repeat? We haven't seen a repeat champ since the Florida Gators with Joakim Noah, Corey Brewer, and Al Horford. And those dudes, well, two out of the three are out of the NBA, And the other one, well, he's getting close to the end, too. Listen to what Ken Pom had to say about UConn.
UConn in particular, you know, obviously they're the best team in the country, but they really got put in a pretty difficult bracket. I mean, the most difficult bracket when it comes right down to it. You know, they'll have to get through, you know, probably Auburn, the team we just mentioned, is a 4 seed, but a very, very strong 4 seed. You know, a team like Iowa State, who is a 2 seed, but obviously coming off a championship in the Big 12 tournament, really proving themselves, has the top-ranked defense in the country, according to my rating. So, you know, they're obviously very formidable. Maybe a team a lot of people aren't familiar with, not a great offense, but an extremely good defense. And then even Illinois in that bracket as a 3 seed is another team that, you know, really well-rounded, experienced, great scorer in Terrence Shannon on their roster. They're a team that can give UConn some trouble as well. So I don't know if any of those teams are necessarily sleepers. This is a year where we really have a top-heavy tournament field, you know, UConn and Houston and Purdue. But I am kind of curious to see what happens in that East bracket because UConn is definitely going to have some challenges trying to get back to the Final Four.
Yeah. Yeah, challenges. I'd still take them to win it based on the experience dating back to last year. Hey, Hickey, I know you filled out a bracket. What the hell does it look like?
Despite the tough bracket, I do have UConn going to the Final Four. I don't have them winning. I think Houston this year with Kelvin Sampson, pull it off, get through, win a national title. Joining them in Phoenix, like Alabama, and their high-powered offense.
Oh, wow.
And let's get nuts, JR. This last bracket, I just totally threw to the wind. Threw caution to the wind. Let's go with McNeese State. Let's get crazy. Midwest region.
What?
Purdue is the number one seed in that region. No, they are, to me, total frauds. Don't trust them this time of the year whatsoever. Every year they come in, people think this is the year they break through. Every year they don't ever do it. They have a penchant to losing to double-digit seeds. McNeese State with former LSU head coach Will Wade. Let's get nuts here. Let's get nuts. 12 seed McNeese to the Final Four.
12 seed McNeese? McNeese University?
That's right. Down in the bayou.
Okay. I mean, we're going to have one of these teams that just kind of pops up. What is, I know Russell
you
Wilson.
You heard it here first.
Russell Wilson is the inspirational speech guy. Is he the one who goes, why not me, or is that Russell Westbrook? One of them does that, right?
I think it's Russell Westbrook.
Why not me? Why not us? Yeah, one of the Russells. Okay. Well, I can't wait to dive a little deeper into a team that we've never heard of, from players that we've never seen. Somebody is bound to emerge out of this field of, I want to say 64, but I'll go ahead and play along, 68. And get ready. First four is tomorrow, Wednesday, and then we get to the real action, the field of 64, on Thursday and Friday. Can't wait. I'm going to go with UConn to go out there and win it all. I wouldn't be surprised to see them take on the Cougars of Houston. And if the Cougars of Houston go, then I can start digging up some of my photos from when I was at Houston a couple of years ago for my media for the movement tour with Special Olympics. I know, wait, can't wait. Yeah, can't wait is from Deontay Wilder. Yeah, can't wait, can't wait. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I can tell you something that I can't wait for. Well, I can wait. I'm going to tell you something that NFL teams can't wait for. NFL teams can't wait for their stars to turn things around. Okay, we heard from RG3, his comments about Caleb Williams needing to tell the Chicago Bears, don't draft me. And teams don't have a lot of patience. They draft guys, and if they don't work, they give them the boot. We see Kenny Pickett already gone in Pittsburgh after 2 seasons. I'm going to give you some other quarterbacks just this offseason who have moved on or will be moving on. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, we're going to talk some more football, basketball. We're talking about it all on the other side of the break here on CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah, like this. Mama said knock you out. Yeah, we're going to get a lot of teams knocked out. NCAA tournament. We got a lot of quarterbacks who are getting the boot. They're getting knocked out. Kenny Pickett, gone. See you later. Justin Fields, gone. See you later. And, I mean, it's just tough right now. If you're a quarterback in the NFL, right? Like, you don't get no chance. You don't get no opportunity. You really don't have the same type of development. You get drafted. If you don't work, you get the boot. And specifically as it relates to Justin Fields, when you take a look at the 2021 draft class, Trevor Lawrence was selected number one overall. Everybody in Jacksonville is waiting for him to just burst loose, just bust out, have an MVP caliber year. Maybe this year is going to be the year. Trevor Lawrence taking number one. Justin Fields, who we now know is gone. Justin Fields no longer a member of the Chicago Bears. Chicago moved up to number 11 to select Justin Fields, and now he's going to be backing up Russell Wilson. You think about Mac Jones. Speaking of Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones was selected number 15th overall. People remember him doing that little march, down the stage. And now he's going to be backing up Trevor Lawrence. How about the guy selected at number 2 overall, Zach Wilson? Everybody talks about Justin Fields getting traded. Man, what you going to get for Zach Wilson whenever the New York Jets do trade him? What is Zach Wilson getting back? Hickey, what do you think? A sixth rounder, a fifth at best, you think?
I mean, at this point, with what Fields is going for, Mac Jones, I mean, swap of sevens, maybe?
Sixth. Oh, my God. Oof.
Stock is low.
Yeah, Zach Wilson don't have nothing. I mean, you think about Zach Wilson specifically, selected number 2 overall in 2021. The New York Jets enamored by, the throws that he could make and off-schedule throws and the arm and the athleticism. He just showed a lack of maturity. He showed that he was more of a gunslinger. I mean, he finished his career with the Jets, and yes, he hasn't been traded yet. 23 touchdowns, 25 interceptions. And I think there was no bigger play than this man 2 seasons ago telling everybody, oh, yeah, I don't feel like I owe anything to my team. I'm like, bro, you're the quarterback. And that pretty much was the kiss of death. He's had to go through Mike White, and they looked him in the face and said, all right, we done with you. We're bringing in Aaron Rodgers because you suck. I remember this man was drafted. He was selected. And now all of that's in the toilet. Head coach of the New York Jets, Rob Saleh, back at the end of the season. He talked about Zach Wilson, and he said he's going to have a long career in the NFL. Just probably not here.
Thought he had great OTAs, great training camp. Thought he battled. He fought. He's a fighter. He really is. Obviously, there's things that I know he wishes he could have back. I know there's a lot of things that he improved on. Some things were out of his control. But I've said it, and I'll say it again. I think he's going to have a long career in this league.
Okay. All right. Well, he's going to be backing up somebody somewhere. Not going to be no New York Jet. Hey, Mac Jones. Mac Jones is already gone. Selected 4 spots after Justin Fields. Mac Jones, at the end of the season, the last time he spoke to the media publicly as a member of the Patriots, Mac Jones said, or he was asked, hey, what do you think about potentially going elsewhere? This is what Mac had to say.
I have a lot of room to grow, and there's a lot of things I can do better, and I know that, and I've worked hard, and I'm always going to put my best foot forward and compete. I know that. That's all I've ever done is compete everywhere I've been, so really love this place and have a lot of respect for this place. And you know, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, we know where it went. It went, took you to Jacksonville. You're backing up Trevor Lawrence. Good luck carrying his bags. And by the way, Mac Jones is from Northern Florida. It must really suck to go home and carry the guy's bags. Sorry about that. Justin Fields. Well, we know he's gone, right? Before he left, Justin Fields, at the end of the season with the Chicago Bears, he basically said, yeah, my third year is done, and I don't know if I changed too much. Listen to this.
All I can control is, you know, what I did do, and I gave him my all. So whether it's here or not, you know, I have no regrets. Shout out to, you know, you guys for, you know, making my job a little bit harder. But, just to the city of Chicago, love y'all. Appreciate the fans and the support from all the Bears, you know, in case this is my last rodeo with y'all, and just appreciate y'all for everything.
Oh, had to tell the media, hey, you made my life a little bit more difficult. Yeah, well, it's just how it goes. Kenny Pickett wasn't selected in that 2021 draft. Kenny Pickett was selected the year after in 2022. But Kenny Pickett also spoke to the media. A matter of fact, he spoke to the media today, introduced as the newest member, water boy, slash bag carrier, slash clipboard carrier for the Philadelphia Eagles. But Kenny Pickett did address his time in Pittsburgh and the fact that it came to an end. Kenny Pickett talked about why he requested a trade away from the Steelers. Listen to this.
You know, I just thought it was time. You know, it just felt like it was time from, you know, the things that transpired, and you know, wanted to get a chance to go somewhere else and continue to grow my career. And the fact that it's in Philly, you know, the place that I grew up, you know, found the love for the game here with a great coaching staff, you know, great players. I'm looking forward to meet all these guys in a couple of weeks when everyone gets back into town. But, you know, I think it's an awesome opportunity here to join this team.
Okay. Uh-huh. You knew that you were cooked in Pittsburgh. They didn't necessarily want you there anymore too much. You didn't want to be there, so you just left. You went closer to home than New Jersey. Good for you. Pat yourself on the back. It's a hard knock life. So when you got dudes like Caleb Williams and RG3 is, you know, going on diatribes about how he should, you know, try to steer what team he goes to, man, take the selection, show up the work, and show everybody that you're damn good. You don't need to put added pressure on yourself by big time in teams. And I ain't going to your team because you suck. Like, how arrogant. And then if you get into the league, oh, somebody like me, I'm going to tear you up for stinking, man. Face the challenges head on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's good, JR? How are you tonight?
I'm excellent. Go ahead.
I think, you know, as a competitor, of course, kind of like you were just mentioning with Mac Jones, he's obviously been placed in the role of carrying somebody else's bag. I guess if I'm Justin Fields, I'm not carrying nobody's bag, especially Russ's, because he brings a whole airplane's worth of luggage. But, you know, the competitor inside the man's got to be thinking, I'm going to work my way into something one way or another, right? I mean, I just feel like this creates a little bit of a stir between two competitors, and I think this was the only way for Pittsburgh to get any attention on the NFL landscape, to be honest with you, because otherwise nobody really pays attention to what they're doing. How do you feel about the competitive side of the quarterback?
I would not agree with the last thing you said. The Pittsburgh Steelers have one of the best fan bases and have one of the largest fan bases in the entire NFL. So to say that people aren't paying attention to the Steelers, I don't know how you judge that. It's quite the opposite. I would say that
only their fans are.
Say again?
Only their fans are paying attention to them.
Okay. Well, I'd say they probably have more fans than anybody in the country outside of maybe, I don't know, the Dallas Cowboys. So I don't know what you say about that. Them, the Raiders, the Cowboys, I mean, you want to talk about fan bases? Yeah. Now, having said that, Justin Fields, he ain't have that many options. It's been reported that he did turn down teams, that his agent requested that certain teams not trade for him. And so if you want to believe in that, sure. But if Justin Fields could have went somewhere where he felt strongly that he could have started, yeah, he would have done so. But it's not like things or anybody was hot for him. He'll get his chance and his opportunity, A, if Russell Wilson gets hurt, B, if Russell Wilson stinks, or then C, they don't come to terms on what a long-term contract agreement might look like. He don't got too much of a choice, because if he performed all that well for the Bears, he'd still be the Bears quarterback, but he's gone. It's not all their fault that he didn't, quote-unquote, have weapons to help. Some of it is his.
You're right, sir, and you know what? If he doesn't step his game up, I guess he's going to be a bad carrier too, like you said.
Well, he is going to be a bad carrier. Thank you, Kevin, for calling from Baltimore. He's going to play. Russell Wilson is going to sit down here or there, or he's going to head out wide right, and Justin Fields is going to shock everybody. He's going to go up the middle. He's going to throw a trick play. We're going to see some trickery out there. Justin Fields is going to play. His usage might be akin to what we saw when he was here at Georgia, where they didn't want him throwing the football. They wanted him out there to just rush the ball and maybe trick people and go, oh, is he going to throw it? Is he going to run? I think he'll get a chance and an opportunity to be a starter. It may be at some point this season, maybe due to misfortune involving Russell Wilson, or he may have to wait some time. 855-212-4CBS. Eric is here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, JR. How's it going?
I'm amazing. What's going on?
Hey, I was thinking about the all the bids for the NCAA tournament and how I know with all the conference title games that five bids got stolen from teams. I know Oklahoma at 69 was one of those five. But it seems like to me that the Big East, a lot of those were their teams, because it just don't make no sense to me that the Mountain West gets six teams in and the Big East only three, when to me the Big East is almost as good as the ACC this year. What you think, JR?
Yeah, I think, well, the system is dumb. I think the fact that you got 12 people sitting around in a room making the selections makes no sense. I wish I could tell you a little bit more about net rating, but I can't because I'm not a statistician. I mean, I can just judge by the stats, not the stats of efficiency and what have you. Who's hot? Who's not? Who's running? Who's winning? And that's basically what it boils down to. The Big East is one of the best basketball conferences, and you heard from Coach Dan Hurley, who's going to be competing for a championship. The fact that you have no Seton Hall or St. John's and Providence, listen, man, it all boils down to politics. It don't make no sense to me.
Amen. Thanks for taking my call, Jerry. Have a good night.
Yeah, thank you, Eric, for calling from Texas. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is here from Baltimore. What's up, Chris?
Oh, hi, JR. It's a pleasure to actually first speak with you tonight, as I've been listening to you for years, and your always phone is always busy, and it's great. And I just wanted to mention how I'm a Ravens fan, lifelong, and the Ravens, I felt, has always mirrored themselves after the Steelers. And as much as I love to say that I don't like the Steelers, I love their I love the head coach, and I'm just so excited to be speaking with you. But I think that them getting rid of Mason was maybe because of free agency, and the signing of the new quarterback was for $1 million, and then getting the guy from Chicago, Fields, was not a bad deal. What do you think? I mean, you're talking $4 or $5 million, and then they can free money up to really get better.
No, it is. I mean, this is great for the Steelers. They've improved their quarterback room. You talk about Rudolph. Yeah, he was already going to be a free agent. He's now a member of the Tennessee Titans. He might get some playing time, depending on how Will Levis performs. It wouldn't shock me if Mason played a bunch. But when it comes directly to the Steelers, yeah, Kenny Pickett's gone. Rudolph is gone. And then you have two dudes in the league who were starting last year, one who's a Super Bowl champ and was on a Hall of Fame trajectory, and one dude who a lot of people would look at and say, hey, he didn't peak, he hasn't peaked, and if he had some good weapons around him, maybe he could actually grow into being a full-time starter. And as you mentioned, they ain't paying too much for him. And so the Steelers are great. They have options. They don't have long-term commitments. They have players who are trying to show up and prove something. This is the ideal situation for them. You know, Russell Wilson is trying to show up and show out and get another long-term deal. And Justin Fields wants to get back out onto the field, whether it's ultimately with the Steelers or elsewhere. So, yeah, hell yeah, the Steelers are in a great situation. And that's why I find it very ironic. If you add these two dudes and you suck, I am just going to laugh. Because Mike Tomlin has been through this for so damn long, had so much success, and he brings in Russell Wilson, and if they fail, I'm just going to laugh. Hey, Chris, thank you for the support, man. I appreciate you.
Let me just mention, what do you think about Queen? Do you think about
Patrick?
Coming from the Ravens.
Well, come on, man.
Mediocre until and then they had Clowney, who was the monster.
Well, listen, we know that he's also going to benefit by playing on a team that has some excellent defensive players already, whether it's Cam Hayward up front or T.J. Watt. And so he's going to be joining a team, and he's going to be able to play his role. We know he's also pretty damn good in coverage. He's a very athletic linebacker. And so it's
I'd be willing to make a wager with you on that for, like, some kind of crab cakes or something you are, hometown.
Because
I don't think Queen is going to carry the way he is.
It's nice. Well, hold on, Chris, I got to go to break. I got to go. Listen, it's not the best thing in the world to no longer be with Roquan Smith, right, on the opposite side of you. But the man also has some great defensive talent around him, and they're not going to be looking at him to be the entire savior. We don't have to do a bet. Just call me back. We could talk about it. Listen, I'm not of these guys who sits around and thinks he's always right. Thank you, Chris,
for calling
from Baltimore. No doubt. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We come back on the other side of the break. I'm going to fill you in on some new additions to the podcast world. Even LeBron James has a podcast now. And then even someone whose last name is Jenner. I'll explain on the other side of the break, and then we'll talk about something that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, not sane is fun. Fun to me, at least. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know, as we talk about, well, we've had a busy night, first of all. We talk about players who are going to end up on new teams. Kenny Pickett's of the world, the Justin Fields. We talk about March Madness. There's some other new things that are going to be emerging. New faces and new places. People in new mediums experiencing different things. Before I tell you about something that took place this day in sports history, I want to tell you about some new programming, new options, new shows, new podcasts that you'll have an opportunity to check out. First, here, get ready for this. Lamar Odom, thank God he's alive, almost overdosed. Lamar Odom is going to team up, help me out here, Hickey, with Caitlyn Jenner. Now, Caitlyn Jenner was his father-in-law, and I'm mixing things up. No, right? Yes? No. No, not.
Oh, I don't know. No. No.
Because he's Jenner and Khloe is
Kardashian.
Kardashian, okay. But same family, you know, nonetheless.
Stepfather-in-law.
Yeah, same family. And so now they're going to do a podcast. And it's called Keeping Up With, not the Kardashians, but sports. Yes, if you ever wanted to know what Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom thought about anything, you will not have the opportunity to do so. You can listen to them. Keeping Up With Sports, the new podcast, is coming soon. Now, this podcast might be something else that you might be interested in, maybe a little bit more. This is a little bit of an odd couple. It was announced today that LeBron James and J.J. Redick are starting a new podcast. It's called Mind the Game. I didn't think that they would be hanging out together doing a show. We know J.J. Redick burst onto the scene during his career, post-career in the media, with his own podcast, Old Man and the Three. And LeBron James has certainly done his share of media with his own shows, The Shop, and what have you. But now they're going to be in a podcast together talking about some of the intricacies of basketball. I guess LeBron James. Hey, Hickey, do they give out Emmys for podcasts yet or anything like that?
I don't think we've gotten that far in the awards circuit yet.
Ah, I'm sure it's coming on down the line. Either way, listen to a sample. The podcast actually drops tomorrow, the first episode. This is LeBron and J.J. Redick talking about guarding an inbounds pass. How exciting.
There's a lot of things, other things I would do in basketball, too. Like, there's a couple other coverages I would do. You have the best shooter sitting in the middle of the lane. You have the biggest wing sitting at the top. Five is on the strong side. You have the point guard taking it out. If you're guarding the ball, 1-1,000, 2-1,000, take away the basket, and then jump out, right, to take away the shot. The guy that's guarding the ball, when he says 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, why doesn't he just take the guard that's coming out for the pick-to-picker, and the guard that's guarding the pick-to-picker guy just falls right to the guy that's taking the ball out?
I like that. Whether I slipped or set the screen, I'm coming off. A lot of teams, after 2-1,000, would send the guy guarding the takeout guy. They'd send him to me.
Yeah.
The problem is, my guy's still chasing. So what happens? I get the ball. I don't have a shot because now I got two guys at me. It's a quick pass back to the inbounder. He gets a layup.
So don't chase you.
That's what I'm saying. It's actually a good cover.
Hickey, this is good if there's visuals. I mean, they're not going to do this for an hour, are they? Are they?
So I was watching the video actually today. There was like a video that I put out with this. The visual was J.J. Redick writing this down on a napkin. I'm not kidding. LeBron's like, okay, five in the middle, biggest wing in the you know, on the left side, and you see JJ like kind of mimicking that.
Wait. They're sitting together in the same room, or are
yes.
they in? Okay,
same okay. room, drinking some wine, sitting across from the table from each other.
Okay, maybe this is a success, or maybe this is an overcomplicated failure. I don't know. I would listen to it. If they broke down key plays and maybe historical plays, like if they're just going through stuff, I'm not all that interested. You know, talk about some of your experiences, mostly LeBron. We don't care about J.J. Redick. You know, look at some other key plays and things that you saw in NBA history. Look at, you know, Michael Jordan over Byron. Break that down. I think at that point I'd have a little bit more interest. But, hey, congratulations. Good luck to LeBron James and J.J. Redick. Launching their podcast, Mind the Game, tomorrow. And also, look out for Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom. Their new podcast, Keeping Up with Sports, is coming soon. I would say look out for Mike Tyson's podcast, but Mike Tyson already has one. It's called Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is smoking marijuana while he conducts interviews. And every now and then he cries, which is scary. 855-212-4CBS is the number. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? This is a great time to tell you about something that took place this day in sports history. Let's go back to 1995. I mentioned Michael Jordan and Byron Russell, right? No, that didn't take place in 1995. But on this day, March 18th in 1995, Michael Jordan told everybody that he was back. Let's listen to how the news was broke, not via fax machine, but when ESPN and SportsCenter told us about it.
Hey, Mikey, we like it.
Not a huge surprise, but clearly one of the great comebacks since Burt Reynolds' hairline. It came in a two-word statement, which is now just begging to have a Nike campaign built around it. Quote, unquote, I'm back. That's all Jordan said on Saturday. That was really all Jordan needed to say as his 17-month retirement came to an end. He will be back on Sunday when the Bulls play the Pacers, and probably not so coincidentally, the game is on national TV. The Bulls arrived in Indianapolis on Saturday night, and while Michael Jordan was not on the team charter, he will be there by game time, and that makes Phil Jackson happy.
We're all very happy about this. We think it's going to be great for our basketball club. We hope expectations, which are going to be high, aren't overreaching for what we have as a basketball club. We're just glad he's getting back on the court.
I'm happy that he's back. I think he's going to add a lot to the NBA, especially in the playoffs. I think he's back because he was missing competition, and he's ready to go again. But I don't think, in my mind, I don't favor them to win it.
We feel we have the best record in the world, and we're going to try to keep going and get to the finals. However they handle their team, that's their own business. Welcome him back, but we don't care, concern ourselves with them.
Yeah, the last guy you heard, some guy named Charles Barkley. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't. Well, they used to be friends, and now they're not friends. Oh, it's sad. Anyway, yeah, Michael Jordan, 1995, came back on this day. And then, he announced he was coming back. And he came back and he wore number 45. And no, Michael Jordan did not come back. And the Bulls did not win a championship that year. The Houston Rockets did. And they beat some young guy named Shaquille O'Neal in the Orlando Magic. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get a call in before we wrap up. Aiden is calling from Pennsylvania. Aiden, you got to go quick.
Hey, JR. I just wanted to, I'll go fast. So I wanted to say that about the Kenny Pickett situation. The plan was for him to compete with Russ for the starting job rather than now he's on Philadelphia being a backup. And as well as, I'd like to get your opinion on the Deontay Johnson trade.
Well, thank you, Aiden, for calling from Pennsylvania. I'll go ahead and answer you right now. Deontay Johnson wanted money and basically quit on the team last year. And so I don't think it was a stretch to get him out of town. I think it was necessary. Mike Tomlin has always talked about not wanting dudes on the team who don't want to be there. And if it comes down to dollars and cents, look at what Omar Khan just did in paying, what, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields about $5 million or less than that to have both of them on the roster. Yeah, most certainly. They have done better, done very well here financially. And when it comes to Kenny Pickett just needed to move on. That's just what it is. I think the team, and he wore his welcome out with them by his performance, and there was no more let's see what's going to happen. He was just going to stick around, and it was going to be a distraction. The Steelers are in a great spot right now. Listen, folks, I hope you are in a great spot. I'm going to be back in this spot tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We'll talk about Blake Snell and his new deal with the San Francisco Giants. We'll talk more college basketball. We got the first four getting underway. I'm sure we'll have more news when it comes down to the NFL and everything. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. I see that Dave Shepard is in for Bart Winkler. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief Show, done. Thank you, Hickey.